The three agencies updated their biofuel plans yesterday in a 9-page request for information, which we've linked up at federalnewsradio.com. They've collectively identified $510 million in federal funds that they're willing to put up to help get the industry off the ground. They intend to spend that money under a provision of the Defense Production Act, a Cold War era law that lets the government pump money into private industries that it deems to be critical to military operations. But Navy Secretary Ray Mabus says industry would have to put some capital on the line as well.
That would have to be matched at least one-to-one by the private sector. And part of our request for information is financial, is how much matching would a company or a group or a financial entity be proposing to use.
The Defense Production Act requires that any new capacity created by the kind of public-private partnership the Navy envisions not outstrip the demand in the marketplace. Said another way, the new biofuels industry can't produce more fuel than the nation can use. Those restrictions aside, Mabus says the government has wide latitude with how it allocates the $510 million.
This federal money can be used for capital expenditures, it can be used for feedstock, it can be used for stabilization. It can be used for a whole range of things. It is this Title III is really a true public-private partnership, with the entire goal being to establish a viable private industry. This government assistance is to get the industry started, but that then it could stand on its own 2 feet.
Once it's on its own 2 feet, Mabus says the Navy would be a guaranteed customer. The department is willing to sign contracts of at least 5 years in length to buy the new fuels. It will need them in order to get to Mabus's goal of 50% alternative energy by the year 2020. The fuels would have to be drop-in replacements for the fuels the Navy and Marine Corps are using now, and they envision running ships and aircraft on a 50-50 blend of biofuels and traditional fossil fuels. The Navy's already demonstrated that with several aircraft, including an F-18, an MV-22 Osprey, and just this week, a T-45 training jet. The fuels the Navy wants to buy would be replacements for JP-5 and JP-8 jet fuel and F-76 military-grade diesel.
We're not going to change our engines. We're not going to change the way we build ships or aircraft. The fuel has to go straight in to the engines as they are now. The other requirements for these biofuels that we have, one is that it be homegrown, that it be made in America, and the other is that it not take land out of food production. This will offer farmers in rural America another different source of income, and I think it will help move America toward a different energy economy.
One other requirement, the total greenhouse gases emitted through both the production and the burning of the fuel can't be greater than what's produced from fossil fuels. The RFI places special emphasis on the state of Hawaii, where it says the Navy has a particular interest in alternative fuels. Mabus says they want to see at least one biofuel refinery in the Aloha state.
For a couple of reasons. One is for that geographical diversity. Two is Hawaii is the most dependent on imported oil of any state in the Union. Second, we are looking for advanced biofuels for the technology today or technology that is right on the cusp of being ready. And so however that biofuel is produced, whether cellulosic or in some other way, that's another reason for the request for information. We want to know what technique they would be using. It has to be advanced. It has to be pretty cutting-edge technology.
The RFI is open for 30 days. The Navy, Agriculture, and Energy want to see responses back by the end of September. Mabus says it's industry's first chance to engage with the Navy on its alternative energy plans, but it's just the start of what will be a very long process.
We are fully engaging now with industry, with the biofuels industry, with the financial industry, with agriculture, to take the steps that are necessary and learning from them what they see as the necessary next steps to create a nationwide competitive drop-in advanced biofuel industry.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.